dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon, araw ng Linggo ngayon, magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Pakinggan natin ang mga salita ng Diyos na ibigay sa kaniyang mga lingkod, sa mga lahat ng mga aral. Amen. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, no? Even I did not start to speak, but there is already voice for me. Because just in case, if I can't able to come here, there is a standby message.
Oh.
So no problem if I will come or not. There is still standby message. So the program will go on. Okay, Brother Sir, good morning, and Mother
good
Christine.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Brother Shrek, before we proceed, please, our opening prayer.
Lord God, today we just thank you for your word that enlightens us, it enlivens us, it gives us insight that we need. And we think, you know, the scripture says we can gather our thoughts, but the Lord gives the right answer.
Amen.
And there's our challenge, to get the Lord's answer, not just my own.
Mm.
Today, thank you for your hand upon us. Thank you for this message that we're preparing, that it's heard well. Amen.
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 Brother Sak, once again, I play a birthday song.
Mm.
Belated, advance happy birthday, and happy birthday if you are celebrating at this moment. So this song is for you all. Happy birthday, Mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Brother Jonathan Robles, dyan sa Christ Church, Brad, belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan,
mm-hmm.
Happy birthdays, belated, happy birthday. So sa inyo itong lahat, pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan, happy birthday, Mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, no? Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, God bless you all. May God lengthen your life. And it is good you give thanks to the Lord, because the Lord is the owner, the life that we have. The life that we have is not ours, but it is His. So He is worthy to be praised and thanksgiving. So brothers, our gospel song, Live.
Live. Live.
So, what's the title?
Something Beautiful.
Something Beautiful.
It's quite short.
So, with your beloved wife, Madam Christine, so, okay, go.
Something beautiful, something good. Oh, my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something, something beautiful out of my life. Something beautiful, something good. Oh, my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer was brokenness and strife, but He made something, something beautiful out of my life. So that's what it's about. And you know, that the beauty of what God does. And in the conversation we're even having today about money, about believing, one of the keys to believing is that faith, not gold, is the currency of heaven. So you know where gold is used in heaven? It's used as paving. Very important, paving. It's used on the road. And faith is what changes our lives.
Amen.
You know, where it said with Abraham, it says, by faith, Abraham was given the currency, was given the favor of righteousness.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? That's what God's like. And when you honor Him, you gain that currency. Beautiful, isn't it?
Okay, Mom, a little bit beside me, Brother Sam.
Yeah. Cool.
Madam Christian, I give you 2 minutes. If you have verses that you want to share,
yeah.
So I give you the time.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. I've been having a bit of a hard time lately, and I've just got the scripture from Psalm 4. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe.
Amen.
And I think that's just a promise that God's face will smile upon us, that He will give us greater joy even than what Zach was talking about, than gold, you know, abundant harvests of grain and new wine, and that at night He will give us peace as we lie down and sleep. So God has lots of promises for us, so just want to thank Him for that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Madam Christine and Brother Zach. So we can start. So I ask you to continue a small amount, but with integrity.
Yeah,
Sure.
So Proverbs 16 verse 8 was the basis on this conversation that we had.
Yeah.
And what did it say? Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. And it was interesting. I'll read it again, and this is the New Living Translation. And it makes it really clear. Better.
Oh, what the version? What this version?
This is New Living.
New Living, and this one?
I think it's NIV,
New NIV.
International.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good to emphasize this because
Better
is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice.
You want to do that in Tagalog?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Read the other version.
Okay, so here's the other version. It is better to be poor than godly and godly than rich and dishonest.
Oh,
pretty straight,
nice.
Pretty blunt.
Oh, these two versions is very nice.
Yeah. It just gives different character.
Yeah. So Proverbs 16
verse 8.
Verse 8, so this is our main text.
Yes.
In Tagalog, maigi ang kaunti na may katwiran kaysa malalaking pakinabang na walang kaganapan. Okay, Brother Zach, continue.
Yeah. So we get this picture in lots of different places. In 1 Timothy 6:6, it says, godliness actually is a means of great gain. And what's gain? Well, it's profit. It's sort of like money in that field. But of course, in God's version of things, money isn't the key. It's the kingdom of God. It's different flavor. It's spiritual, not natural. So it's means of great gain. Hebrews 13:5, and it says, don't love money.
Amen.
Be satisfied with what you have. You know, so money isn't going to help us. And especially because the currency of heaven is not gold, it's faith. So that takes a bit getting into our heads, doesn't it? That when I am thankful to God, when I say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. Words like that, from God's perspective, he says, that is my currency. You know, that is my type of money.
Amen.
And I sort of say, really? Well, just remember what we said a little earlier, that heaven is going to be paved with gold, so you just walk on it. That's what it's good for, walking on. I know gold is nice now, but it's not going to be nice in heaven.
Brother Sam, this, as what you have said, this version is from NIV. Better is a little with righteousness, righteous than great income with injustice. So there are some businessmen, not all, because there are some also businessmen like you. You have Christ in your heart and in your mind. But how about the others? So what in their minds, only profit. They don't care if that profit is not based on the will of God.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there are some livestock, even in the Philippines, even in the other countries, and I don't know here in New Zealand. Pigire and cows, alive, they are still alive. The sealer, they put horse and put a lot of water, so when they skill it, so heavier than the natural. So that is deception, and
but that's messy. You know, people chase after gold, It's as simple as that.
Mm.
And but at the end of the day, it doesn't satisfy.
Yeah.
Only God satisfies.
So that is also oppression to the animals.
Yeah.
And also to your customer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, deception, and how do we see other term, deception or... You did not... you are not honest of your of your business.
Yeah.
And also, even in the... in the Philippines, I was have a shop refrigeration, and I told my technician, what is the defect? Tell, not to, this is one of the defects, and this, if only one defect, only one. Because in the Philippines, even the mechanics, about car. Even your car is still good, but you don't know what, what is really all about the car. Oh, the transmission, this, we changed this, but still good. And they will sell it to their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So deception.
Deception, yeah. So at the end of the day, there are two worldviews. And there was a verse in, again, in 16th chapter of Proverbs, and it said... verse 4, the Lord has made everything for his own purposes. Everything. Now, we sometimes choose to make it something different. And here's what the second part says. Even the wicked for punishment. And so, at the end of the day, the wicked will be punished. And God saves the godly.
Yeah.
Why? Because he loves them. He would love everybody. To come into his kingdom, but not all will.
So it is good to remind as a sort of advertisement.
Yes.
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, the love of money is the root of all evil. If you don't love God, but if you love money, so the money is your God's, not the God who created the universe, even ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, verse 4, what? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
16:4 Proverbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I read in Tagalog. So you have mentioned 16:4? Or only 16:8?
Yeah, I've got six. Here's 16:4.
16:4, so.
Yep.
I read this in Tagalog. Ginawa ng Panginoon ang bawat bagay na ukol sa kanyang sariling wakas. Oo, pati ng masama na ukol sa karawan ng kasama.
Yeah. One of the things that happens is that we all fail a bit, don't we? We all, at times, we fall over. And we don't do quite the right thing. And so there's a verse in verse 6. This is what it says. Unfailing love and faithfulness cover sin.
Amen.
So somehow, you know, it's like in 1 John 1:8-9, and it says... that God is faithful and just to forgive my sin. And then it says, and he covers all my unrighteousness.
Amen.
It's sort of like, if I ask him forgiveness for all that I can remember, that then he sorts out what I can't remember. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what our God's like.
Brother Shak, let me to read this. Do you have chapter 12 in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 35?
Matthew 12.
And I want you, Madam Christine, so if you can read, please.
Matthew 12.
And thanks for your participation in singing.
Matthew 12, verse...
Verse 35.
Oh, here we are. Matthew 12, verse 35. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart.
Yeah.
No, let me to read in my in our language, the Philippines Tagalog. Ang mabuting tao sa kanyang mabuting kayamanan ay kumukuha ng mabubuting bagay, at ang masamang tao sa kanyang masamang kayamanan ay kumukuha ng masasamang bagay. Yes?
Yeah.
If you are a godly businessman, your business based on the will of God. But the ungodly, if they have a lot of money, they will build a casino, disco pub.
Yeah.
So out of their treasures, so you can see, oh, really, this guy or this businessman or businessman, they don't have Christ and God in their hearts and in their minds. So if they're godly, if you have a lot of money, you will build for the orphanage, building for the orphans, shelter for the homeless. If you have a lot of money, so yeah, because all of us, rich, poor,
yes,
all of us will pass away from this earth. So it's good before we depart from this place, if we have much extra, it's good we share it to them.
Yeah.
And someday, if you will meet in the heaven, oh, they will come to you. Oh, brother, thank you so much. When I was in our planet Earth, you help us. And we know, if someone help us, we keep on praying, Lord, bless him so much. If the man in whom you help, they are keep on praying for you. Lord, thank you so much, you use this guy. Thank you so much, bless him. And if they will pass away, oh, and later, even the person who helped will pass away too. So they will meet each other in the kingdom of God. Oh, you really, you are a good Christian. You are a godly man. Thank you so much. When I was in the planet Earth, in my difficulties, God used you.
You want to look at Proverbs 11, verse 4.
Proverbs
in there,
chapter 11, verse 4. So,
okay,
English verse, and then let me to read in our.
You want to read there?
Yeah. Proverbs 11, verse 4. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death.
Amen. Very nice, Brother Sack. Ang mga kayamanan ay walang kabuluhan sa karawan ng puot, ngunit ang katwiran ay nagliligtas sa kamatayan. So let us be righteous.
And the challenge is that righteousness is a gift of God.
Amen.
And it comes by faith. That when He saves me, He puts me, He gives me a corduroy of righteousness.
Amen.
And it changes my world, and it doesn't automatically change my heart, but the whole process of leaning into Jesus makes me become more like Him, and my lifestyle changes, and I become the person God wants me to be, rather than the person I used to be. And it says the same scriptures, and this is another version again. This is a New American Standard. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
Oh, the same. Very strong. In King James.
Yeah. It's a powerful one.
Madam Christine. Sophonias chapter 1, verse 18, 19. Please read. Sophonias. Sophonias. Zephaniah.
Zephaniah.
Sorry. I forgot in English. Zephaniah. So, here in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4, virtuous prophet not in the day of wrath. So it was repetition made by Solomon Zephaniah. Zephaniah.
Have you got it? Zephaniah?
Zephaniah. Yeah, Daniel. Chapter. Chapter 1, verse 18 up to 19.
Okay, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Your silver and gold will not save you on that day of the Lord's anger, for the whole land will be devoured.
Only 18.
By the fire of his jealousy.
Yeah.
He will make a terrifying end of all the people of earth.
Hmm. Yeah.
Kahit ang kanilang pilak o kanilang ginto may ay hindi makapaliligtas sa kanila sa karawan ng kapuutan ng Panginoon, kundi ang buong lupain ay masusupok sa pamamagitan ng apoy ng kanyang paninimugho sapagkat wawakasan niya o isang kakilabot na wakas nilang lahat na nagsisitahan sa lupain. So riches, a lot of gold, a lot of money, any treasures here on earth cannot save any souls in the time of the wrath of God.
Yeah, and you remember, if you remember, the last time we talked about it, we talked about that somebody who is rich struggles to get into heaven. And you sort of say, why? Well, they got so much they got to carry. You know, if I carry my gold bars around, they get really, really heavy, don't they? Gold is heavy. And you actually can't take them into heaven anyway. God turns them into paving.
Yes.
So our challenge again is the simple truth that the currency of heaven is not gold.
Faith.
It's faith. It's believing. It's trusting. It's honoring, and God rewards that. So as I honor Him, the Bible says He honors me, and that's a wonderful thing because I need encouragement. Hey, we all do. We all need encouragement, and God is good at that. And so my challenge in life is to be not only generous because the currency of heaven is faith. I need to be an encourager. And that's what makes difference in it with our lives compared to the ungodly. That, you know, it doesn't take much to put a smile on somebody's face. And we see that challenge every day. When you go driving, you let somebody ahead of you. They put a big smile on, don't they? It's a simple
guide and thanks for